this article is from the works of Harun Yahya and is titled Science is Anti-Darwinist, Anti-Atheist. Science is the enemy of Darwinism. Science is against Darwinism. Science is anti-communist, anti-Marxist. Science destroys the Marxist, atheist, and Darwinist thought. It is with science that the Darwinist deceit has collapsed. It is science that has given the Darwinist propaganda the biggest blow. Science has defeated the evolutionist deceit that has been suggested to the masses for years. Science has destroyed the foundation of the atheist philosophy. Science annihilates and destroys Darwinism wherever it goes, wherever it becomes the current issue, and wherever it shows itself. Therefore, science is anti-pagan. Science eradicated pagan thoughts, superstitious religions, and false ideologies. Therefore, science is one of the greatest pains for Darwinists. Displaying Darwinism as a science is part of the ugly game that is being played around the world. The system of the Antichrist, which needs a new religion in order to eradicate the belief in Allah from the world, Allah is beyond that, identified the most effective method of hypnosis years ago through the use of science. The system of the Antichrist has realized that it can deceive people, reach the whole world and occupy the key posts in education systems by making use of science for its deception. Furthermore, it can realize all of its false pretenses in the name of science. The mass hypnosis employed by the system of the Antichrist throughout the world has been extended in the name of science. The science that is considered to be a friend has destroyed Darwinists. Darwinists did not think that science would cause them so much pain when they were fearlessly engaging in scientific deceits. They were shocked to see that science serves only religion. They were appalled when the greatest scientists in history declared their faith in Allah to the whole world. They tried to hold on to their fallacy of using science to deceive people, but they have lost their grip. They have lowered their voices helplessly. They have seen with their own eyes that science has suffocated and destroyed Darwinism, Marxism, communism, materialism, and all other ideologies. Darwinists experienced their greatest defeat in the face of science. The science they considered to be a friend has destroyed them. One of the greatest truths that has come to surface with the development of science in the 21st century is this. Science is for those who have faith in Allah. Science benefits sincere believers. Allah attracts attention to the mosquito, Surat al-Baqarah 26, the honeybee, Surat al-Nahl 68, stars that move in orbit, Surat al-Dariyat 7, the ships that flow on water, Surat al-Hajj 65. Allah draws attention to the leaves that turn to green, Surat al-An'am 59, and the seven layers of the sky, Surat al-Isra 44. Allah calls for believers to be careful about these signs, leading to faith in the Quran. Human beings discover the depths of these systems only by science and research. It is science which informs us about how the mosquito places its pipe using the method of narcosis and the molecular structure of the material where that local narcosis takes place. The miracle of photosynthesis by green leaves, the physical laws of the waters that allow the ships to sail, and the huge celestial bodies hung in the sky that never lose their balance, by Allah's leave, are the facts that science shows us. Science proves everything that is in the Quran. Therefore, a person who is able to think with his or her conscience and mind immediately understands the existence of Allah from a single example in the Quran. For this reason, even a single mosquito given as an example in the Quran is sufficient to have faith in our Almighty Lord. Allah reveals in his verses as follows. Allah is not ashamed to make an example of a gnat or of an even smaller thing. As for those who believe, they know it is the truth from their Lord. But as for those who disbelieve, they say, what does Allah mean by this example? He misguides many by it, and guides many by it. But he only misguides the deviators. Surat al-Baqarah 26. Mankind, an example has been made, so listen to it carefully. Those whom you call upon besides Allah are not even able to create a single fly, even if they were to join together to do it. And if a fly steals something from them, they cannot get it back. How feeble are both the seeker and the sought. Surat al-Hajj 73. Signs leading to faith are the gifts shown to us by science. Allah makes science an instrument to show us His greatness, might, and power. He is Allah, the Lord of all things, who created science and all that science discovers. Darwinists are now in grave shock. Much to their surprise and astonishment, they have come to the realization that science is anti-pagan and anti-Darwinist. The shock has also been painful. This is the biggest pain the Darwinists have experienced for 150 years. The fact that those who understand science and who are involved with science have revolted against Darwinism has increased this pain. The fact that science serves Islam has increased this pain. As such, the Darwinists have announced aliens as saviors in their shame. This is the situation of the system of the Antichrist, which has kept people under mass hypnosis for 150 years. Science exposes the existence of Almighty Allah through all of its branches. The 21st century will be the century of this discovery and the great Darwinist defeat. This concludes the reading of the article, Science is Anti-Darwinist, Anti-Atheist. This article and more are available on Harun Yahya's website, www.harunyahya.com.